The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
This past week, we learned of the passing of Sutugazi Akhosi, who transitioned at the age of 64. She had been in and out of hospital battling stage 4 cancer and succumbed to this struggle on Thursday. And of course, Sutu was a singer, dancer, actress, and cultural activist, born in Qala in Transkei in the Eastern Cape. And of course, among the many awards and accolades bestowed upon her were, you know, award for the best South African artist at the FNB Vita Award for best leading actress in the game, a SAMA award for the best Xhosa album. And of course, she was honored by the Minister of Arts and Culture for her contribution to the arts, culture and heritage of South Africa. And of course, joining us this morning to reflect on the life and times of Sutugazi and her contribution rather to the South African musical landscape is longtime friend and industry colleague, Mark Roth, who is talking to us from KZN this Sunday. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
It is always a pleasure. I know a difficult time for fans and followers of Sutugazi, of course, the daughter of the soil, who had left, you know, an indelible mark, you know, on the South African musical landscape. And you were fortunate, you know, to be part of this journey that she had traveled. So let's talk about, you know, Sutu, and how was she as a colleague, a friend, a mother figure, you know, I suppose, to many in our industry?
Yeah, my brother, there's a lot I can tell you. I don't know how much time we have, but yeah, it was a blow to all of us. Like, we had had so much hope, and unfortunately, cancer took her. But Sutu was an amazing person. She was like, whatever she does, it was powerful. It was like, she's a perfectionist. I mean, is it going to stage or, and she got that game and she wants to go to that game, goal. Like, for example, I mean, Sutu was over 60. She got accepted now last year at the Berklee University in Boston, and she was hustling around, trying to get sponsorship, going up and down, calling me if I can help her. Like, you know, like, she, yeah, it's just unbelievable that this person is resting now, the one who was so energetic. It's sad, you know, like, it's, yeah, Sutu was, it was another person, yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favorite memories, you know, of working alongside Sutu.
Young Gwaku, like, one of my favorite, I think you still remember the project we did, Sabella, back in the COVID times. And I was in Switzerland that time, and we recorded over the internet.
Yeah.
And some people, like, everybody had an app on their phone, and every, so Sutu was also part of the project and had to explain her this, and then we recorded her takes for hours, like the middle of the night at 2 o'clock, she did her take. And then it was quiet at about 4 a.m. She calls me, said, no, I'm not happy with that track. I need to do it again. I need to do it there and there. Then it was quiet again. At 7, she came. Yo, she was like, that was such an amazing experience with her. Like, you know, normally we worked at the studio together. I think the first thing I did, we did the song with her back in about 2000, Sogalami with Joe Nina. And yeah, and that's the first time, like, I'm not seeing her, but I'm like, I always pictured her, how she's freaking out and doing things, you know. And yeah, she's just when she does something, she just goes into that world of her own, and she just wants to be perfect.
And I also, you know, want to talk about her life outside of music, because I think we also kind of have a one-dimensional view of our musicians and performers. We never know who they are when the lights go off, when the cameras are switched off, and when the stage has been cleared. Let's talk about, you know, who she was to you and many other industry colleagues.
Sutu was a sister to me. I really, like, if we were talking, for example, I had 14 months ago, I survived a car accident. I almost lost my life, and Sutu was there for me every day, even when I was fighting for my life at the ICU. She spoke it to my wife, she talked to her, and then after that, she called me every day, and with just encouraging me. She was a believer spiritually. She just encouraged me and prayed for me, and, like, she's a caring soul. I think she's caring for everybody first and her last, yeah.
Yeah, Dakota, you don't have to call me. She didn't have to call me.
Kofifi FM, we are paying tribute alongside Mark Roth this Sunday to Sutugazi Akhosi, who had been, you know, in the music industry for 40 years and has worked with legends like musical couple Kaifa Semenya and Letambulu, Jonas Gwangwa, Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela, amongst many others, including stage performances on shows like The Lion King and many other productions. Of course, she was a performer. She was a storyteller, and her talent was under the tutelage of the great Gibson Kente. And along the way, you know, she touched the many hearts of music, of many, you know, who join us in this tribute this Sunday. And we received, you know, tributes from musicians such as Bab Temba Mkhize, Skipa Shabalala, Benis Bikanyo, Pindam Kya Matlala, Zamumbuto, Louis Mhlanga, and of course, including actress Baby Kele, you know, as they remember one of the shining stars of South Africa.
Hi, this is Sutugazi Akhosi. You are listening to the KJS Show, 97.2.
This is Benis Bikanyo, better known as the Groove Master. This is a message for my sister, Sutugazi Akhosi, whom I've actually worked with before, and with a couple of musicians like Kaifa Semenya and Letambulu, where she was doing backings for her. But I also became one of the guys who was once being on a bandstand with her for many years, including even last year. So it's just the deepest heartthrob for us as musicians and myself, because of she was a big sister to me, for her passing. And we're just gonna miss her. We're just gonna miss her vibe. I'm just gonna miss, you know, the love that she had for many of us within the music industry. And the most important thing in her life was a goal of seeing musicians making it and doing it and do the things that we love most within the music industry. But it's just, unfortunately, sickness and cancer, you know, and life issues had just been in a situation of overwhelming her and all of us. But unfortunately, we say to Sisutu's family and musicians, those who were close to her, to say may her soul rest in peace. She's in peace now. She's out of the pain that she was in. And may God bless her soul as she has rested. We thank you so much.
Hi, this is Pindam Jamatala, a colleague and friend of Sutugazi Akhosi of more than 25 years. We are heartbroken and devastated by such a huge loss in the industry. My heartfelt condolences goes to her family, to her friends, to her fans all over the world. May God keep her wonderful soul. May she rest in God's arms till eternity.
Hi everyone, I'm Zamo Mbuto. I'm one of the singers. I would like to send a farewell to my dear friend Sutugazi Akhosi. What a great musician and a colleague. What a strong personality. What a strong woman. She would fight for our rights. She would stand up for the rights of the musicians. We've suffered a great loss by losing you, Suthukazi. Hamba kahle, Suthukazi. Ulale ngoxolo. Till we meet again.
This is Baby, Tele. I've known Suthukazi for decades, or a long time, you know. We once stayed together. She was a good friend. She was a good mother. She was a good sister. She was a good daughter. And music was her life. She had dreams. Like, would sit and talk about us, about our future, ukuthi from lana sizibona sikuphi. And I knew ukuthi Suthukazi would do anything for ukuthi aphumelele ku music industry. And she worked so hard. Kimi kubuhlungu ngampela ukuthi ushone engafikanga la difuna ukufika khona, ngoba ngiyazi ube sibone kuphi. Suthukazi ubengaphili la. Ubengaphili la Suthukazi. I think ama dreams abe nawo abe makhulu kakhulu for South Africa and for music wakhe ukuthi u-understandeke. Engakusho ukuthi sibuhlungu, silahlekelwe as South Africa, silahlekelwe as abantu abamnyama. No music wakhe ade oletha kithi as a nation. Sathi angalala ngokuphumula. UNkulunkulu amamukele, ngoba ngiyazi bemazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi ubani. Namathonga kubo abamukele. Ngiyabonga.
Hi everyone. My name is Skipa Shabalala. We have lost someone very valuable to our industry as artists. We have lost someone who's been true to herself, who's been true to what she stood for as a musician. Since I've known Usisi Suthukazi, she has been true to African music, the music that represents us as Africans. So it's a great loss, actually. To lose someone like her. I am saying to the family, condolences, and may her soul rest in eternal peace. Thank you.
From Themba Mkhize, I'm deeply saddened to learn of the passing of the incredible Suthukazi Akhosi. Rest in peace, Siswami. Your energetic performances and passionate advocacy for Xhosa music and South African music at large will never be forgotten. You flew the flag of our cultural heritage high and inspired countless fans. Your legacy will live on through your music. Lala ngoxolo. Rest in peace, Suthukazi. Siyokhumbula njalo.
Hi, it's Somizi here. Wow. What a loss, what a shock. But at the same time, what a disappointment. I've known Suthukazi for over like 30 years. When she started in a group, I forgot the name of the group, I think Ashanti. She was with Faith Kekana and Tsidili Luka, I think, if I'm not making a mistake. But anyway, I've known her, and she was a very, very energetic, typical Xhosa, bold, proud woman, vocally gifted, extremely extroverted personality, and I haven't seen her in over a decade now, I guess. I think. And I would say the first thing that comes to mind, like, sorry, Sutugazi, the music industry has let you down. You were not given the flowers that you deserve to have. You were not given the accolades that you are supposed to get. You were not given the praise. And I'm not going to start now by giving you the praise when you're no longer there. I just want to say, on behalf of Mzansi, we have lost. And on behalf of Mzansi, siyaxolisa. May your soul rest in peace.
The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
How would you want the world to remember Sutugazi?
There's a lot to say here, but I just wanted to be remembered as a powerful woman, especially on stage. She had her presence, and she represents South Africa. She represented the women in the music industry, and it's a huge gap. And she was also fighting for every musician. There were some problems sometimes with the promoters and so. Sutugazi, even if sometimes she performed as a backing vocalist, but she stood for each and every musician. She was a powerful woman, fighting for everyone's right, and that's definitely going to be missed. That's definitely going to be missed.
You know, of course, the funeral arrangements are also, you know, set in motion during this time. And I want us to talk about, you know, what has been set, you know, to take as we take her, I suppose, to her final resting place. And maybe also talk about if we will be having a memorial service here in Johannesburg where her friends and fans can come and pay and, you know, the last respects.
I'm busy in the communication with the family, of course. Even that interview, I've spoken to Bully, to her sister. And so there's two venues. They are still waiting to confirm around Tuesday. So there should be the memorial. So if you don't mind, Nkwako, I'm gonna let you know the minute I have the details about that. And then the funeral will be on the 1st of March in Thala in Eastern Cape.
We will be keeping you updated with everything around that here on the K Jazz Show, you know, throughout the show. And of course, if it happens outside of our broadcast between, you know, 10 and 1 o'clock, we'll officially be making those announcements on our social media pages. So do look out for that one. But I want to say thank you so much, Mark, you know, for taking the time to speak to us on what is quite a very emotional time for you and, you know, the colleagues and the industry friends and family, you know. And of course, thank you for helping us remember the life and times of Sutugazi Akhosi.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much. It was not easy for me to be here. It's really emotional. And I just want to say condolences to the family, to the friends, to the fans out there. And let's celebrate Sutu's life. Let's celebrate her. Let's let the music live. May her soul rest in peace.
Yeah. And from the KJS Show and, of course, the family here at Kofifi FM, we'd like to say to the industry, you know, don't cry because it is over. Smile because it happened. And the memory of Sutugazi lives in all of you. And to Sutu, thank you for the music.